This episode is brought to you by the following patrons: Candace, Jay, Janice, Dre, Mama D, Pialani, Jessica Michelle, Classic R&B Lover, Shalita, Ari, Cedric, Jess, and Sarah. We thank you very much and appreciate your support and look forward to providing you with excellent bonus content to enjoy. So stay tuned.
You back in the Jaguars hat?
I am. New hat, new day.
New that's a new hat?
Absolutely.
How many Jaguars hat do you own?
Seven.
That is too much memorabilia.
Are you kidding me? That's not enough.
Are those like official hats or are they like?
Absolutely.
So you get
licensed.
They're licensed. So those are those are the $50 hats that you're paying.
$30.
Okay. So those are the hats, the official hats that you're giving to the NFL for
you gotta support the brand.
No, I don't believe it's supporting the brand.
So where are you about to be?
What's up?
Good evening.
Is it good?
Am I fixing it?
The link work or did the link work or?
I just jumped into Skype and then brought me.
Good. Okay. Good enough.
Right, because Androids don't work.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. We are an Android household.
I'm a Christian.
Are you?
Jeez,
condolences.
I've been doubted a couple times this week. I said the P word on exit of the day. I had to pray.
In what context? You did? Congratulations.
Yeah.
In what context?
I forgot what the context did I say the P word today.
What's the P word?
What word you say?
Vagina.
No, that vagina starts with a V.
Yeah, but that's what the P word's for.
Whatever. So what was the context, though?
We were talking about some girl, you know, locker room talk.
So you said, "Grab."
I wanted to, but that's not exactly what I said. But basically, what I said.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Janelle's here. Let's switch off locker room.
I heard you the whole time.
Are you not? Well, please don't Donald Sterling me. With their, I don't have a team to sell. I'm gonna have to sell my Jaguar hats.
Roger Sterling
got like 50 of them, so.
Yeah, he thought he had 50 niggas and he lost all of them.
Huh? What? Yeah, youngin' came up strong with a will to live. Daddy never came home, mama in the pen. So his relative got him for the devil did. The streets ain't safe just to be playing in. The story never changed, just for telling it. And it all costs the same when nothing's changed. Let's talk about it like a room full of elephants. I can see it in your smile, you can't hide the pain. I can see you being scarred, don't hide your face. I can feel it in your eyes, a lot is on your mind. Cause when I look in the mirror, I see the same thing. It's like deja vu, I see it all the time. Welcome to Edit That Out, where we always like leave it in. I'm your host, Devin, and with me, as always, are my three co-hosts for this podcast. We'll start with ladies first, Mellow Yellow. How are you doing on this wonderful evening?
I'm a little bit frazzled. Bedtime routine was very fast, but we got it done. We're doing all right, and I'm doing great. How about yourself, Devin?
I'm fantastic. I'm glad you asked. I did not think you'd ask me. Let's go to your better half and my best friend, Trey. How are
my
you?
My better half? Oh, my God.
Yeah, life is amazing, Ed. If I complain, I'd just be practicing. Let's go.
Right on. Clearly, Jamel outkicked her coverage because she landed a perfect black man.
I am fantastic, sir. Thank you very much for asking.
What are we here for, ladies and gentlemen?
So, Juan, take it away.
So, I'm going to speak on a couple of sports topics this is. Specifically.
I'm so nervous.
Specifically, what is it called, Jamel? Was the Rumble in the Garden Part 3 this time? Because.
What are we talking about?
Brooke Lopez and Trey Lyles got into a fight.
Now, was this like a shove fight or were like actual fists thrown?
It looks like they were swinging, but then it became shoving. And because like Giannis apparently was trying to run out the clock and he got shoved by Lopez and this other guy jumped in his face and lacing.
Oh, shit. It was a fight.
Yeah. So
they're fighting in the Bucks fight in the Bucks game right now. Brooke Lopez.
Is this a TNT?
He's fighting one of the Kings. Oh, he just mushed him in his face too.
Is this TNT?
No, it's an NBA TV. He just mushed Brook Lopez in his face.
Yo. So, again, these NBA...
it's heavy right now, though. Like,
oh, this are you serious? It's not a
highlight? Oh, no, it's not. My bad.
It's not the highlight.
Okay.
He's like, damn, he got two fights in a row?
I was going to say, man. I haven't been able to keep up. Work's been crazy.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, just, like, we was talking about this last week with these NBA guys, they keep getting in trouble. It was like, these young guys, maybe it's the biracial bone. So.
Oh, my God.
There's not any.
That was last
night. Oh, that is a fight. Look at that shit.
That was last night. Yeah, eating mushroom in his face. That was last night.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. I missed
all the. Look at that assistant coach. Wow. Oh, he choked him.
Yeah.
So like, what is
what
is going on?
But now wait a minute. You called it Rumble in the Garden.
I just said Rumble in the Garden on the
Sunday, so I didn't even no. Okay, but yeah, this was last night.
Yeah. So, when you said Garden, I thought you meant the Knicks. So I'm like, but this was in Sacramento. So
that was a callback. I'm surprised she doesn't remember because that was a callback to a joke that Jamel said.
Wait, when the nigga bit the when the coach bit Latrell Sprewell or whatever his name was.
Wait, a
are you talking about the balance?
Yeah, Red Bull. I said Garden. I'm sorry, I fucked it up.
You said Rumble in the Garden, and he was trying to say Malice
in the Palace. Oh my God!
We know this is gonna go good. All three of us are looking like, wait, what?
You got more to talk about?
I thought he was talking about Rumble in the Jungle.
Oh my
God. I don't see him in Rumble in the Jungle, but I know that's boxing.
He's special.
Yeah.
The Malice of the Palace?
Yes, Malice in the Palace.
I am a Malice in the Palace.
Okay, well, that was in Detroit.
Yeah.
But, yes, it was versus the Pacers.
Mm-hmm. And also, there was this.
Straight, that wasn't like a really good fight.
Yes. There was this also a picture that was released by the New York Post of John Morant. Not outside. It went outside of the gun picture that he had, but apparently they were having pictures of video of him getting lap dances and stuff. And I believe now the old heads in the NBA are just basically saying, these little y'all don't need to go to any more strip clubs. Y'all don't need to go out anymore. Y'all getting into too much trouble. They want to outlaw the strip clubs now.
That's not happening. I can tell you what's not happening. That.
You want to talk about some niggas boycotting.
Black strippers matter.
Black strippers matter.
Except if their name is Duchess.
We're a fan of her.
Especially if her name is Duchess. Duchess?
She almost killed your wife.
She didn't kill you. Did you die?
I said almost.
Did you die?
You have a story for the rest of life to tell all your grandkids.
Duchess made you stronger. I love you, Duchess.
She did kind of make you stronger, actually.
I will fight everybody on this podcast.
See, look how strong you are. Talking about fighting people.
Right. Mm-hmm. The light skin is going out. Hold on. But the strip club, in fact, like, how could you post that picture?
How could they have posted the picture?
Yes. Like, how could you sell that?
I mean, I guess
all these guys are frequenting your place of business, and now, like, they know that you're going to, like, sell them out to TMZ.
Basically.
That's wild. Yeah.
They're not going to wear that either.
And he wasn't even doing anything bad in the picture. He was just getting a lap dance.
Well, you know how
what Jamel should have been doing instead of getting twisted on stage.
Oh my God.
Captain the rap.
That's one, actually.
Mm.
But no problem. Do you have anything else?
I got nothing.
I don't.
Y'all didn't watch Creed. So yeah, I don't have.
No, not yet. But I will say, and I know we were talking about this yesterday, Trey. We recorded the Last of Us podcast yesterday, and if you have any parting words since the season's over.
Oh yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, bro.
I mean, I thought it was lit. I didn't play the game, so it was, you know, all surprises for me. Zombie stuff has kind of become a bit of a Hollywood trope for me over the years. So when I hear zombie, I just be like, ugh, okay. But this one was really good, surprised me. Gave me a lot of hope for following seasons and really for video games in general. Mm-hmm. Just what they're able to do with current narratives in video games and how they're able to expand that into live action shows. I think it just opens up a whole lot of opportunities and possibilities. So looking forward to that from both a gaming and a TV viewer standpoint. It was awesome. Oh,
and all, y'all, he saw me. He was there when I attempted to play the game.
The hell?
He can tell you how bad I was.
Hey, we believe, we definitely believed you.
Right for hard.
That's all. We definitely did.
Hey,
but you're in with God.
She's really good at roaming. Like when you just gotta walk from one side to the next, she can kill
like look through in,
but she ain't killing nothing.
As long as there's no danger, she's fine.
Oh yeah, as soon as the controller starts rumbling, she passes.
All right, I'm out on this. But yeah, like Red Dead Redemption, like there's gonna be a couple of things. You say what?
Devin, do you think you might play it?
Also, yep.
The game, the first one, yes. I'm afraid to go into the second one because I don't want to know what happens.
I understand that.
Yeah. So, but yes, I do plan on playing the first one or watching a playthrough because I'm not really good at those type of games.
They have a lot of playthroughs on YouTube.
Do the YouTubes?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch. Well, shoot, I'm gonna just watch Trey, and when it's just time to roam, I'll path of dicks.
Right. So, Jamel, do you have anything that you're here for?
Not really. Not that I can think of. Nothing has really happened since yesterday. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are here for Bel-Air Season 2, Episode 3, Compromise, written by T.J. Brady and Rashid Newsom, directed by Michael Weaver. Let's start with our new co-host, Trey. Thoughts on this episode as a whole?
It was cool. I thought there were some cheesy moments. That felt a little bit forced, like they were just trying to squeeze it into the back end of Black History Month, but were a couple weeks too late. I think that overall, what they were doing in the school was dope, especially with it being at Bel-Air Academy. Mm-hmm. It kind of spoke to a wider issue throughout, you know, just schools in America. So that was all good. Black Teachers Matter thing was fun/funny. I mean, it's true, sure, but it felt a bit performative. I'm glad that they didn't just kind of leave it alone with the previous episode from what they did with, what's Tatiana's character's name?
Miss Ashley.
Yeah. Well, yes. But
Miss Hughes.
Thank you. So I'm glad they didn't leave that too open-ended, that they kind of continued on from there. There was a good amount of just kind of like back and forth dialogue, kind of carrying on the narrative from previous episodes. I felt like it was a bit of a filler episode at the same time.
Okay. Juwan, we don't care about women's opinions. What are your thoughts?
Hey, yo, Jamel, what are your thoughts?
All right, husband. Anyway,
I'm trying to be a knight in shining armor. Did you not get the memo? We're toxic.
Oh, I got it.
Nice. He's standing up for her. Gosh.
No, I did like it. Trey pretty much said everything. I will say I am going to be a Carlton apologist this episode.
Really? That house nigger. Okay, Juwan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I do echo Trey's sentiments. I did feel it was a filler, kind of like a filler episode, not really building much more of the narrative. I do like that they are sticking with the storyline of Miss Hughes. And Ashley, I think that is actually one of the more interesting storylines of this season. And I hope they continue on more of this. I like to see its conclusion because the other thing, the doc stuff that was opened up the last two episodes and trying to continue on, I find that for wholly uninteresting as Vivian's art. Doc, the basketball
nigga.
The basketball nigga.
The recruiter guy.
Evil guy, right, got it.
Yeah,
because that nigga, you could just look at that nigga and tell he's a piece of shit. So, so it's not so.
It's right.
So it's not really going to be any shock or surprises or any interest there. I find this being very interesting. And I will also echo Jamel's sentiments that I am a Carlton apologist. And I am also a Miss Bassin apologist as well. Miss Bassin being Carlton's teacher. Yeah, Carlton's teachers.
More I'll think teach later. Hold on, read the notes.
Her thick teeth.
Only when I did peep it, I watched that second episode again. Shit. I did peep it.
Oh God!
More on that later.
I'm not giving y'all 30 seconds.
Thick teeth it is. All right, so I love this episode. I just have fun watching this show. It's one of those shows that it's easy to watch, and I don't have to be stressed. I watched a lot of drama.
CBS.
That too. Oh man, Blue Bloods this week.
Blood.
Man. More on that later. But actually, no. But it was a cartel episode this week, and threatening of police officers' wives and a gang member being a nigger getting shooting his friend.
Oh.
Right. It was crazy, man. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So this is just fun. I need less of Vivian's whatever the fuck going on with her.
The arts.
That's it. Right. Less of her and more on whatever the hell's going on with Jeffrey. Because I have questions.
Yeah,
I got some things.
So I'm intrigued. Let's get into it right now, shall we? We come back from last week, and it's after practice, and Will tells his homeboy that he's no longer being Kobe, and he's going to pass you losers the ball this time.
Good practice, guys. Good practice. Good work.
Let's see if you actually pass the ball in the clutch.
Wow, we're going back there?
Yeah, let's look forward, not back, all right? We live and die as a team. One more win and we're in the state tournament.
Hey, that's right, coach. And we're all about getting the W, right, fellas?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. But we need to stay focused, all right? All right?
Yeah, okay.
Got you. See you guys tomorrow.
Cool. Bye, coach. What's up? Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Look, man, you're supposed to be my ace gunner on this squad, okay? So if you're against me, who's going to be with me?
I'm sorry, Will, all right, but we called you on the selfish shit last game, and then you just went out and did it again.
Look, man, I apologize. I just wanted to get the win. Put us in the position we're in right now. Bro, we're about to go to the playoffs.
I want to believe you, all right, but when the game is on the line, can you really put the team first?
Look, you have my word.
All right. Trust you.
Lane, I already won now, so, you know.
Well, they still have one game left, and my question is, this is foreshadowing, clearly. When the rubber meets the road, you know, when it's time to win, it's winning time. Shout out to HBO. Will he pass the ball to these crackers? I mean, what he...
Well, I tell you what. I think this is what he was talking about when he said, hey, like, I'm going to start passing the ball. I think he followed that up with talking to the teammates, like, hey, let's get y'all's game right. You know what I mean? So he's probably going to pass the ball because he's going to feel more confident to do so. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I wouldn't.
I agree. Well, Devin, you are a person, you watch a lot of these sports movies. You watch a lot of these basketball
movies. And sports, too.
Yeah, but I was saying, but like who, like stuff like Hoosiers and Coach Carter and shit like that. Where
never seen Hoosiers.
Okay.
Meaning that's two. That's 2-1.
Nor I.
Damn.
Okay. That's the one. That's the one movie you see.
That's it. It's Hoosiers. I've seen a lot of sports. I watch sports movies. I just don't want to do them on the show. But I'm just saying.
Baseball movies. Coach Carter. I've seen Coach Carter. I went to the movies to see that.
Oh, wow. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you have these, the narrative in sports movies where the team comes together and wins the big game. That is the narrative of all this sports shit. So I do feel.
Except for Friday Night Lights.
Well, I do feel that's actually the one I have not seen. But
is it a show?
No. But I do feel that he is going to start passing them. Maybe there's going to be a situation where he gets humbled again, and then that causes him to be more, you know, be more.
Because I thought he was going to get humbled in episode 2, but he just went ahead and won.
So. I'll be passing the ball and they lose, and he's like, "See,
well, that's what I did at the beginning. Yeah, that's what happened at the beginning.
Yeah, but they won it, but they're like, don't be West Philly, Will. You know,
yeah,
what you need.
No,
to
be West Philly, Will.
Right.
Well, that's what Doc said.
Right. Now I'm on Doc's side.
Same.
Right.
Okay. Never at least.
Right. 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 Fuck these white boys. They can't shoot. If they're not JJ Redick, get them the fuck out of there.
Out of here.
Who is AW?
Right. 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 So let's move on. We move a little bit further down the hallway. And Lisa's still being thirsty. Get this girl a Sprite, please. She says, hey, Will, can I come through? He's like, hey, just because I don't want to be with your ass does not mean that we can't be friends, okay?
Did you see the picture that they were looking at?
No.
I did not.
Nigga, what is wrong with you? Okay, thank you.
I was
Trey, anyways. So the picture that they were looking at, because they were looking at all the trophies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they were pointing into one of the pictures of, I guess, one of like their earlier championships. It was Will Smith.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
At Bel Air. You colored.
I'm watching it right now. I'm going to rewatch.
You and Trey, we're going to just head this podcast.
There we go.
Right. Because I got a more important question anyway. I was so distracted by Lisa's non-makeup and hair. Jerron, your thoughts on that as a whole?
You know, she looked the same. She looked the same to me. Naturally.
I mean, Juwan's not going to look at her. She looks like she's 15. So he's probably going to be like, girl, let's go.
Bro, well, I was like, put on some makeup. We are podcasting about this.
Mm.
Jesus, I guess I'm alone.
Yeah.
All right. Me. God damn, Juwan, you got to help me up. Clearly, this nigga not trying to be toxic. Let's move on. Let's go to Thick Teach. And she tells Carlton to remember that he is a house nigga and that these two niggas will ruin his life.
I tried to talk the BSU out of going through with the walkout, but no one's going to back down at this point. Everyone's all riled up now.
Because they think this is a game. Private school students cosplaying as protesters for the day.
Shouldn't you be on our side?
I am. And as the faculty advisor for the BSU, I'm advising you all to think this through. You all have worked so hard. You've got such bright futures ahead of you.
Does this have anything to do with the associate head of school position that they just announced? Let me guess. You've already applied.
Your name has come up in faculty discussions about the Founders Award. President of the student body and the first black student to win the school's highest honor. You love that, right?
Yeah, of course I would.
Then shut this protest down and find a way to convince your cousin and the others to get with the program.
Hey, why is he like the darkest house nigga to ever house?
Your nigga's a Steven.
He's Steven.
He's Steven.
So, can we get since...
Who is that nigga?
Oh, Matt doing it, nigga.
Right. Can we get 10 seconds for how Thick teaches, though? I said, where did that come from? And why did they not show us that last week?
I thought it was the last week, but...
I did not.
The teacher. Carlton's teacher.
The hips. You didn't even tube, Trump?
Of course. What do you mean?
I know the older one with hips. And
absolutely.
I did it. I noticed it.
She was older.
Like two beach balls.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to all the time.
I see what you did there.
Go ahead. I didn't, but I appreciate that. Uncle Phil tells Will to spy on Carlton because he's off his meds, and we don't know if this nigga will go crazy or not.
We know this nigga will go crazy because we've seen that before.
And that went in one ear and out the next. Like, he's about to start.
It's kind of cracked.
Like, Will did not even hear him. He's off his meds. Okay, whatever.
I do think because of what happens later that
only to an extent, but the way we'll get into it. I understand what you're saying.
But... I get both of those because I feel like he cares, but he's not going to tell Uncle Phil.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get into it.
I feel like there's going to be enough of a callback to the original when Carlton took the pills out of Will's locker.
Oh, the
that there's going to be some that there's going to be some sense of responsibility that Will has on this. And he's going to feel guilty when Carlton relapses.
That is actually a...
It's coming. It's just around the river bend. It's coming.
Is that Pocahontas?
Look at you.
I got that reference.
Ooh.
I love a Disney reference. Let's go to the Black Lives Matter headquarters. And Carlton is getting suckered into writing a speech by Yasmin. Is that her name?
Yes. Yeah.
Young Black Love, Will tells her to go. Goats flirt with her. He's like, while we're writing a speech? He's like,
yes, is that right?
Right.
And she was, listen, she was ready too.
She definitely was. More on that later.
Lisa
decided to get her a fucking Sprite and she's on to some new dick. And it is this
light skin
vanilla wafer that we do not like.
We just gonna call him Drake.
Okay. I don't like that because I like Drake.
Who's a light skin?
Who's a light skin? Let's call him Jamel.
God.
We can call him Drake. I like Drake.
We don't like this nigga. Y'all like him?
I don't.
No, I like rapping Drake. I like all Drake.
I do like rapping Drake.
And that's
Drake.
The problem.
Yeah, I like it. Even with his last album with 21 Savage, he didn't do enough rapping. So
21.
Right.
He did it.
21. Because he's British, right?
He's British.
He gets a pass. He's an Arsenal fan. There we go.
Football.
Football. Let's go.
That's not a real sport.
But
see, you know, we covered the best men, and they talked about how they had a whole ass argument about how football, as in like international football, is the most popular sport in the world. We talked about it.
Juwan, name a kickballer.
Kickballer?
A kickballer?
Asking the least sports oriented day in the sport.
I know you don't know a kickballer. I know. Who do you say?
He's retired, but that is one.
Who did you say, Pele?
David Beckham.
There you go.
Oh, that don't count. Give me one that actually plays right now.
I don't know. The nigga that they threw bananas at on the field or something.
You got to be more specific.
I don't know. One of them black boys.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Or happened.
Yeah.
Jamel, can you name a kickballer?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, look at you.
Messi, Thierry Henry.
Oh, see, that's just osmosis. That's all.
Yeah, like, who are you talking? Of course, I know these players.
Come right, on. Right. That's the only reason why.
Give me enough time, I can name all of Arsenal. Like, come on.
There we go. It's on purpose?
On purpose.
Jesus.
This is an Arsenal household. What can I say?
Show no.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey,
you know what Arsenal is?
I do.
Who? Where is
it? It's the red and white team.
That plays where?
Somewhere overseas.
Where?
What country?
England.
Where in England?
Oh, come on.
London?
There you go.
Okay, right on. I'm a Fulham fan myself.
Shut up and tell asshole.
I can't even pronounce it right.
It's Fulham.
You said Fulham?
Look, the owner is the owner of the Jaguars, so that's why I support Fulham.
Well, we just whooped their ass last week, so there's that.
I've never actually seen them actually.
Wrexham.
I don't even know where they play. Where's Fulham at?
In London.
Oh, I knew that too.
Most of these teams play out of London.
Okay, right on.
Not most.
Well, a chunk of them.
I'm a Barcelona guy myself, personally.
Really?
It's not a horrible thing. There are worse things to be.
Yeah, we know a couple of Barcelona fans.
Yeah, you already said it.
Remember Glasses? My homegirl?
Oh, you're talking about women. I thought you were talking about sports people.
Yep, my homegirl, Glasses.
She likes kickball?
I'm talking about train.
Duh.
Yeah, she's a Barcelona. I think she's Barcelona, right? Yeah.
I know I love.
I'm going to send her another dollar tomorrow.
Okay. Nah, definitely. Just because you mentioned her. Every time you mention her, I'm going to send her a dollar. Anyway, let's move on. So Lisa is talking to this Drake-ass nigga, and Will decides.
Oh, that's the spirit.
My dick is bigger than yours. And he says, it was
cold. Why are you doing this, bro? Y'all broke up. And you got Jackie on the side.
I mean, niggas are going to nig, Jamil, when it comes to women. You know what I'm saying?
I had to actually have that conversation with my four-year-old because, you know, every once in a while, like, no, you were here for it. No. You'll understand what I'm saying. But, like, one of her classmates was a boy. He wasn't bullying her, but he was being a little bit mean to her and, like, a lot of the other
girls. You're a little asshole. Like,
yeah. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about some of the other ones.
I had to tell.
I was just like, sometimes boys are going to act silly around girls. I had to have that conversation with her.
Because they like her.
Period.
Shout out to the old Fresh Prince when Uncle Phil had to punch that dude in the eye. Right.
So my controller. Yeah. That was bullying Ashley.
Right. You got the kids, right?
Yep. And then, because he said something about his mom. That was it. Yeah.
Your mama. Juwan, Lisa had on makeup and a weave this time, but you're not being toxic tonight.
I still didn't notice her, but I will say.
She's too young for Juwan to notice her.
I will say, though, I do feel some kind of way, and maybe she, the character, is not registering this it herself, but you in this nigga's house, both of the dudes that she messed and she messed with, and you trying to shoot your shot, you coming off, you kind of disrespectful, bro, right now. And that's why I don't have any problem with Will trying to break that shit up. I mean, it was a little bit territorial, but you in my house,
bro. A little bit.
I mean, the nigga was trying to dick swing.
Yeah.
Try it. He slapped him in the face with it.
Like, this is my house. Take your broke ass back to the South Central. Where the fuck you from?
Yep.
Getting busted in or something.
That's fucked up, Juwan.
Oh, I'm not even done yet.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Well, we get OG Ashley shows up, and G is like, who invited this bitch?
why is she on the premises?
Not on the list.
I love how you just skipped over Vivian, and my art show is coming up, and I think Steven, Hillary, will you please market?
Who wants to hear any of that shit?
Will you please market?
Oh, that's right. Lisa's going to be Vivian's assistant for her art show.
Mm-hmm. Less Vivian about this art shit. It was omitted for a reason.
I just want to give you lip service.
Right on. I wish you'd give me some lip service. Anyway.
Hey, listeners, we mentioned it. Okay.
Art.
Right. Ashley tells him, thank you for risking your black lives for me. I really appreciate it. Meanwhile, Carl,
you skipped him. Go ahead.
Tyler showed up. And his white friend. And I tell you what, and I'm gonna say his name wrong again. Trey's gonna punch me in the face. But Cornflake in the real show. I mean, the OG show. Remember Cornflake?
Who was God Darren?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
His name was Kellogg's. They called him
Kellogg's. Okay, yeah. So like they protested something in the show, the original show.
They locked themselves in the
There you go, and he was right there, like he.
Yeah, he was hyperventilating.
School,
right. What were they? Was it a black curriculum too?
I think so.
Wait, when Aunt Vivian came to teach, was that same? And then she was hard on Will and Carl.
Yes.
Same episode.
Yes. Oh, wait, okay. Same episode is what?
When she was harder on Will and Carlton because they were the black kids.
Same, like, yeah. What's that?
That's
the same episode that they pressed protest. The same episode as she was hard on them.
Right. Is that the same episode?
Yeah.
I know they were still at the school, but I don't remember. Now I gotta go back and watch that.
Yeah, I got a memory jog for that.
I think so.
Because I want to say that, you know what? Isn't that the episode where old girl came into town that was like a Black Panther with them or whatever? She was on the run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
March.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Will was basically just trying to do what she was doing and take a stand and all of that. Yeah. And then she was saying that there are better ways to protest, but you can still get your message across, blah, 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 blah. I think it was that one.
Didn't I say the preeminent scholar
he is
on all things Fresh Prince?
We go to Carl.
Can I say
Network? Wait a minute, Devin, because you're skipping over some stuff. You're trying to breeze through it. So
not a lot of questions.
Will, pause for a minute. Don't interrupt.
Yeah, pause. Let me fill my glass here.
Okay. Because Uncle Phil is talking to Vivian about the reasons why she was and pretty much echoed the sentiments that I was trying to say last week.
So I talked to Miss Hughes to get a little more insight.
You think she has a chance here?
I'm not sure. She said she was just trying to hold the school accountable for what they promised they'd do.
Which is what?
Update the curriculum to be more inclusive. We just weren't moving fast enough.
So she found a way to do it herself?
Yeah, even though she was well aware that the readings on every syllabus were supposed to undergo an extensive approval process. And she was warned several times.
So this does not look great for her.
And some parents felt the books weren't appropriate. And the extra credit she chose to give out didn't help either.
Even though she went about it the wrong way, she clearly believed in it. And so do I.
Yeah, me too. But all these kids, Ashley, they might be out there fighting a losing battle, Viv.
Or maybe they need to find a bigger one.
It may not be so black and white as we think that she was fired for a reason. And Elmer Field is a man that is about practicality. He's about facts.
He's a lawyer.
Yes, exactly. And he's not about emotion. And I'll go ahead and get into it here. Because while emotionally, I do agree that Miss Hughes should be able to introduce her students or nurture, and especially to nurture her Black students about critical race theory, such as it is, and about society and systemic racism. I feel that emotionally. However, I am on the other side of it so far as to say that she does have to follow the curriculum. And she should, and I understand that she wants to change the curriculum, but that doesn't mean that she should try to go
outside. You can't fuck the system and just deviate.
Exactly.
Not white America. We still in that.
Exactly. I feel that she went about it the wrong way. So I agree with Uncle Phil that, hey, this may be a losing fight and that she was fired for a reason. And I think, like I said, what happened, what fucked her up is not, it was not only that she was giving Ashley, you know, a book to read here or there. She was also giving out extra credit for this outside work that was outside the curriculum as well. Mm-hmm. So you're giving, and while it's fine, you're giving these Black students a leg up and everything. But these students are privileged as well. These students are already privileged. So there were better ways for her to do this than to just try to do this openly in the class like that. Start a fucking book club.
Something out of class.
Yeah, start a book club. Email the parents a list.
It wasn't in class, though. It was after class.
It was still a part of
school. It was on school grounds.
It was on school grounds. The bell may have rung, but she specifically said, you will get extra credit for reading this book that is outside the curriculum.
And you can't do that.
You cannot do that.
I mean, it's up to a teacher what they do and do not give extra credit for.
No, yes, it is, but it isn't.
It
has to be within the objects of the curriculum.
They said that. Yeah. Hold on. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they said they gave her warnings, but it's always the discretion of the teacher what they give extra credit for.
Yeah,
but that's still
getting extra credit for things that were not approved.
Correct.
It was not unapproved. It was just that
said in the show that it was not approved.
That was that side conversation that they were having with her when the other teacher closed the door when Ashley was looking in, because they were coming down.
That. I just felt like I took it from the place that this white girl is jealous of these Black people getting.
Oh, no, it's something. Still
That's what the show wants us to feel. That's how the show wants us to feel.
Because although what she gave Ashley, the book to read was outside of the curriculum, it was not approved. It was not I don't want to say bad influence, but it wasn't like a bad book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought they were saying like there's like a Fahrenheit 451 or one, whatever the fuck that book. Is where it's like on a banned list. That's how I felt.
It's not a banned book. You know, it's outside of the curriculum.
It's just a
It's a nigga book.
That's what I'm saying. You can make up the rules. Just white hell.
Well, Debbie, you're from Florida, so you know. I know what they're
y'all
doing.
Y'all can't now there.
Yeah, they're trying to draw the parallel in
Black history.
They go outlaw reading after a while down there.
They're trying to teach you the parallel of critical race theory being taught in schools and that education systems are trying to stop that from happening. I see what they're trying to do, but and I think this is what Trey was alluding to. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think in the context they're trying to do is a little bit clunky and feel like it was shoehorned in. I'm just more interested in seeing like the conclusion of it, because I know the show wants us to feel fuck these Vikings. They can teach whatever they want, and I'm like,
I mean, it is a private school, so I understand that. But also, I feel like with the side conversation that they did at with Uncle Phil, where he said. We need to, or maybe it was Aunt Viv that she said they need to find a bigger fight. So I feel like they're gonna like try to put Ashley to the point of that job that they mentioned with Thick Teach,
what was whatever Carl said. I forgot what job it was.
Oh.
That, so I think that's what
you think she won. That's a nice prediction.
That's what I like. I was like, Zeri.
So Thick. So when Carlton is approached by Thick Teeth again later in the episode,
yeah,
and he's like, "You're trying to get that position." I think when they alluded to them saying that we need a bigger issue, I feel like they're going to put her over like everything so that she can make a change to curriculum and include like stuff like that.
That's like that. I'm going to put the pin in it right now because I have a little bit more to say when we get to the protest as well.
Okay.
So that's something to say.
Speaking of the protest, Carlton moves her to his boudoir and they are working on the speech and it's about to get on and Hillary.
She goes, she went 10. Well, no, she went 90.
She went 90.
With 90.
Right. I'm like, that's what I like. And Hillary ruins it.
That's typical Hillary, though.
Yeah, that is cool.
My bad.
So I'm going to go to Trey for this question. When Hillary interrupted, if this was you, would you have let this end it, or you would have just been like, could be confronted?
No. I'm not going to this business. Like, you're not going nowhere right now. Like, hold on. I saw what you were doing. I was right there, too.
Able to go 5. I didn't get to go the full
10. Right. I'm like, Megan, what to be continued? You got her in your brain.
I'm only getting up to lock the door. That's it.
Exactly.
Because my dumb ass should have done that in the first place.
Right. Huh.
That's fun. That's all I'm doing. Getting up to lock the door. Now
I would just tell Hillary I'll be there in a second.
You got to get to like the 90s track in the back to do the woo.
Right, exactly.
happened.
Yeah. So we go back to we go back to school.
That's why he's a house going it.
we go back to school and the school threatens to whip them. I mean suspend them if they pro.
Oh my god.
So
Juan didn't find that funny because that shit probably still happens in Birmingham.
Right. He's like, oh my god. Flashback.
It's a terrible Texas. I can make that show because it probably still happens there. Soon.
Probably.
Talk about it. It still does. Thick T says, hey guys, if we want to meet with the heads, you, what's her name? Yasmin and Carlton are the only two that can meet with the principal. How's that sound? And everybody's like, I guess. And we go to Jeffrey going into Phillip's office. Wait, hold on. Yeah. We go to Jeffrey into Phillip's office and he's going through his files. And my question,
like all up and through his file,
right? What is he looking for?
This is my theory.
I have no idea.
We may have the same theory. I'm thinking that it's connected to his son Frederick.
Yes.
Because they already dropped that nugget in the previous episode that he was feeling all guilty, didn't really give a whole lot of additional context. They were talking about it in depth, like we knew what was up.
Nah, because I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna betray Uncle Phil, and I feel like that's what they wanted us to think. And I can't believe him betraying him after what we went through.
But this isn't a good look going through his shit like that, trying to guess his password.
Right. Well, we seen him.
They don't know.
Did we see him?
Oh yeah, he did
before last season.
Didn't guess it correctly.
Yeah, he used the last season.
Because I don't think it was necessarily that he was locked out of the computer. I think it was just those went into the files. That he was locked out of.
Yeah, I think it was because remember when Uncle Phil went and sat back down, he saw that the computer was unlocked.
Right. So I don't think I think it was just a particular file, not the computer itself. And I know
maybe.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, because I do know that he was at this moment as well that he also asked Jeffrey to look into the partner of the firm as well. So he would need to have access. So Jeffrey would need to have access to some of Phil's work stuff in order to do that.
So I think he might have changed his password after he fired Jeffrey or something.
I don't think so. I think it was just, that's a possibility, but I think it's not the computer. I think it's that particular set of files about his son that he was asking for, that he was trying to look for. And Phil may have locked him out of that because for his own good or something like that. And I do have a confession to make. Last week, y'all were talking about the whole Frederick thing. I honestly don't remember the Frederick storyline.
He's the corny dude from England.
He was actually scamming Jeffrey. He came here because he actually was his son, but he was really just trying to get money up out of him. He didn't really want to develop a relationship or anything like that. He was just trying to get as much as he could and then dip out. And Will basically caught him in the act. It was like, yo, he cares about you more than anybody probably ever has or ever will. He's the nicest dude on earth, and you really about to just dip on him like that? And he still did.
And you know how Will feels about fathers.
It's easy. Right. So we go to the meeting with Massa, and it goes as...
We understand from your perspective. It seems like the administration acted hastily in firing Ms. Hughes. But we can assure you it's been a lengthy process.
Mr. Hardwick formed a DEI committee to review our curriculum, which I chaired, and substantial changes were made.
All that is true, but we still feel it isn't enough.
Right, and look, we understand your position and want to work with you to find a solution. We have a bunch of ideas about how we can work to make our voices heard, but also spare the school from some embarrassment about the issue.
I'm listening.
Bruh, really?
These niggas are muzzled. And they go back, and Will's like, y'all laid down and got fucked? And they're like,
yeah.
The agreement was they'll reevaluate the curriculum, and you can protest, and we will look at all of this, but it has to be a very silent protest with no poster. Because it wasn't necessarily, it was a protest, but like what they were planning on doing, like everybody was just going to walk out of the classrooms at a specific time and just start protesting. Now they're just like, okay, we're going to handle this protest.
Right.
And because they tell you how you can protest.
This protest was the end when Will did. I put it that way.
He was a lonely nigga. You two were out there swinging on a branch alone. Hopefully y'all didn't have a rope.
Oh my God. Why is he swinging?
Here's my thing, though. And obviously, it sounds like y'all don't agree with the compromise.
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Okay. I felt it was a good compromise.
He's a communist.
They did stop short.
Hammer and sickle right there.
They did stop short of saying that we will hire Ms. Hughes.
I was waiting for that.
I felt that was the point. That probably was the point of the protest in the first place, or at least or one of the points of the protest. But they get to walk out of class. They get to have the policy that got Ms. Hughes fired reevaluated, if they're telling the truth on
what you have no way to fire.
Reevaluated means they're like, okay, we're gonna look at it again. We like it the way it is, anyways. Like, you know, it's no guarantee.
Right. No, I really guarantee that they gonna fuck you over.
Well,
yeah,
I guarantee that they ain't gonna do that shit.
I will agree with that. I did feel it. Well, I guess in the moment, I felt it was a good compromise, and it felt to me like Will wanted to push the envelope and keep on, which is fine. It's just kind of like, I kind of was on Carter's side, man. I don't want to get in front. I don't want to mess up my future in order just because.
Where you film niggas?
All right, Everest College.
Yeah. I want to go to Princeton. I want to
get that rule. Yep. That was Carlton's whole thing. Yep. That's what Mrs. What was her name?
Her.
That was her whole thing. It was like, listen, this protest.
Her pronouns like, Nick as him.
Oh my God. This protest, listen, is gonna go on what did Doug Funny always used to hear? It's gonna go on your permanent record. Like, so that got him really kind of antsy.
Carlton.
Oh, and you got to do this, and you got to make the speech, and you got to have it at your house, and you got
to
do all of
this. Oh yeah, I thought he was definitely about to snort a line like right there.
Got me too. But also, he's getting all of this pressure from all sides, from Will,
and they're doing too much.
Lisa.
And
the teachers.
It has to be. Yes,
it is true. And he's not on his.
dosage.
The president of the fucking BSU was just like, you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this. And I'm sitting here like, bitch.
And I'm thinking, like, why does he have to do it, though? Because
to be fair, Glenn also offering him head. So that says
the you know, it. Oh, you're talking about Yanzer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean,
no, that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely pee whipped. That's why.
All right, so I mean,
okay with all of this.
And what does P stand for, Jamil?
Pussy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, pussy.
That. So, yeah, he's just.
Devin looks physically uncomfortable.
I'm drained.
But yeah, it's all.
We should have taken a nap.
Pussy doing
I'll tell you, so I gotta tell you off the show.
I can't have
this edited in or edited out.
Have sex.
Will and Carlton are we're gonna fall back on this compromise and have fun.
Listeners, Devin is a nasty nigga.
Yes.
Time in. Will and Carlton?
Will decide.
Yeah.
They decide they're gonna start having
fun. Lying. Cause we're running with lying.
I feel like I'm Carlton. I'm shook. So, yeah. They said they're gonna have signs and Carlton's very nervous about this. We go to
they dramatized the whole event.
They really did. They were like, I can't believe this. And then when they got all outside, they were just like, hey guys, let's just do the sign anyway. Like, okay.
I mean, you go signs quick too.
Yeah.
Right. So we go to Henry's.
I have a question about the signs a little bit, but go ahead. Oh. I'm sorry.
Nah, go ahead.
Well, we have a question about
the sign.
Yeah, so Hillary's whole thing this episode is they have a brand opportunity with.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to be here. It's been an hour. Ivy, are you serious? Where have you been? We were supposed to meet an hour ago.
Right. Well, these ad execs want to pitch me their take on the H2 Ivy campaign. Can we make it fast?
Yes, okay. We need to talk about the Simply Spiked collab. I already told them I'd call them by the end of the day, and I really do not want to lose this opportunity.
Yeah, about that, didn't we agree that H2 Ivy would be the official drink of the house?
Agree? No one agreed to anything. There was no agreeing. You didn't even ask me.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter because I talked to my lawyers, and they've advised me not to endorse the competition.
The competition? Ivy, be for real.
What?
Simply Spiked is an international brand. No one even knows what H2IV is.
That's not true. Okay, they're talking about a billboard on Sunset.
Okay, that's great for you, but this opportunity is great for the house. I mean, Simply Spiked basically already agreed to be partners.
Well, I didn't. So you're gonna have to find somebody else because I don't wanna do it. Period. I gotta go.
What, Simply Spiked drinks, or is that a real thing?
No.
It might be a play.
Does it look like the Simply Lemonade? I'm like,
it might be a play on the on the hard lemonade shit or the hard
snack. Yeah. Well, they have a
like Toro,
and Carucci says, I shouldn't endorse the competition. And Hillary said, bitch, you joking. No one has even heard of your vitamin water. This is Coke.
Could you tell she was moving kind of like Kim Kardashian? I have a personal assistant.
Let's talk about that for a second. Can we talk about how I really think that it might be embedded into Carucci's contract that they do like an actual whole ass photo shoot within the episode just about every damn time?
She always does it.
Her own like 15 seconds of glimmer in all the episodes she's in. That's like her shit.
Okay.
This is by
I remember you mentioning that, and you're probably right. You're probably right because let me go to her IG and see if I see those pictures. Let me see those outfits.
Bet you do. But go ahead, read on.
So she says, "I'm not gonna really." We thought the brand was supposed to be my whatever her shit is, and she says we never agreed to that. And she's like, "Well, I'm just gonna move forward." So I have a question. Do you guys think that this is actually going to go through, or are they going to be like, nah, she's not on board, so we cancel the deal?
Well, Hillary did send that message talking about, I want to do the deal or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Hillary about to start her own house. Hillary about to start her own house.
Because that's exactly 10 million followers, though.
Well, this is supposed to be Hillary's house, technically.
supposed to be. But it's
she
not.
Just financed it. And that's why she. That's why Karrueche's running over.
Yeah, she's about to get her own.
Well, she here's the thing. In the
she definitely not going to be a weather girl.
Well, probably not. But I'm glad you mentioned it. Because here's the thing. Going to go off again a little bit. I'm on Karrueche's train side. Because
this is a fucking comedy.
This guy.
Because she financed it. She made her the manager. That doesn't mean that you go out on my behalf and print brand deals of a similar product that I'm trying to promote with this house. She did.
I'm not mad at her for that. I really am not mad at her for that.
Yeah.
No, your place. Why can't you do both?
Because Karrueche is trying to promote her business, influence her business, and use the house as a vehicle for that. And I understand with Hillary. Hillary is trying to, of course, make the house.
She's trying to build a brand.
She's trying to build her own brand or build the house.
And not even her own. Yeah, she's building a house for everybody.
And I understand that. And I think, okay, well, let's talk about it. In the original show, the characters of Bel-Air, they're archetypes of the original characters, not exact doppelgangers. So Hillary of the original show, she was aloof. She was listless. She wasn't that smart. I do like the change of this Hillary being an influencer, but this Hillary, I don't feel she is as savvy. I feel that she is just still throwing things up against the wall and just trying to see what sticks. And
Hillary wasn't really savvy.
That's what I'm saying, but I think
she's stumbled into success.
I think that's what they're trying to do with this character, because I believe that she should find a way to try to work with Ivy. And I know what they're trying to do with Ivy's character, just make her a little bit standoffish. But you did go to this woman's job while she was on a job. Hey,
that was fucked up. I understand that part.
Like, don't be mad at her because she's ignored. Yeah, she is at work right now.
Yeah.
You want my time, fam. Don't get mad at how I use it.
Right. So, but
if Jamel or I get like an opportunity to go on another podcast to promote about Bel-Air or The Last of Us, that's like you saying, no, don't go on that shit because we got our own shit. It's like, well, we could do that, but it'll still bring eyes to us when they like either one of us.
Yeah, and that's fine. Beyond that, it's the fact that Hillary is bringing like a national brand into the recognition of their non-national, barely even local brand.
So, almost like
she's like, I got Coca-Cola right here on the line that's willing to sponsor us. You sitting here trying to promote motherfucking RC Carta.
Hold on now, let's not disrespect RC.
We gonna disrespect RC for the sake of Coke.
Okay.
Just hard. Like, if I got RC, I'm cool with that. But if I can get Coke, buy RC. Like, what's there even to think about with that?
And I understand that. I feel like this Hillary, she should come at it. She should have came in it in a better way, in a better presentation. Actually, something to present instead of bum rushing this woman of her job. Like, hey, I talked to this lady. Yeah, you got to get a deal. So
the approach was fucked.
Yeah, that's why I don't think that she's as savvy as she should be. And I don't like
I get you on
how this conflict is being set up.
Yeah,
they do have to have like a sit down outside of
his business.
Right, and their business acumen is rough around the edges. So yeah, that could be polished. But when you've got a business opportunity, however it's presented to you, that is that lucrative potentially, you don't turn that down for the sake of your ego and the fact that she interrupted your fucking photo shoot.
Yes,
you take the Coke.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Word to Carlton.
This would be like if Kim Kardashian.
Here you go.
No. Listen, if Kim Kardashian, because y'all know she has like that, Skims. If Victoria's Secret wanted to collaborate and she said no, nobody.
Well, Skims is doing numbers.
Skims is actually doing better than Victoria's Secret. Yes.
Yeah. Am I that out of the loop?
Yes. I don't even know what Skims is.
I've never got Skims.
At the absolute least, they're a wild competitor with Nikki C.
Okay, Juwan.
Is this lingerie? Is this lingerie's or
what? No, this is basically like the shape ups that are fashionable like on the outside.
Yeah. Like those.
It's like fashionable.
Wet trainers.
But you wear that outside. Yeah.
Okay, Juwan, edit all of this out. I did not know that.
Yeah. They doing
no get it out Nelson. I'm saying it's going to tonight.
That's her Fenty for the most part. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Never mind. All right. I have. Well, I didn't know that.
I'm
sorry.
I'll throw you a bone. Jamil doesn't know that because Jamil doesn't wear body shapers.
Hey. Right. Hey. That's why we get the baby selfies throughout the day. Right on.
I be keeping my girlish figure.
Tree. Dang.
David?
I was doing
You're doing this goddamn podcast, nigga. Come on.
Oh, right on. My bad. I thought y'all were going to catch the shade that I threw at Jamil.
I didn't hear it.
What'd you say? I missed it.
You said girlish. I said tree-ish. Because you're tall. Get it? All right.
You're going to explain the joke like Nicki Minaj as a bad look.
Juwan?
Yeah.
Was that funny?
No.
You see him laugh? Look,
yo.
You hear him?
Yeah, how funny he was? Trey can't laugh because he wants a third child.
In your time, the fuck?
We already talked about this on The Last of Us.
And I told you not to say that shit. No more, nigga.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no more loadout.
You said if I find someone to carry it and pay for it.
Boys to men, water runs dry.
Trey, I told Devin if he can find somebody to carry the baby and pay and finance it until it turns 18, then we'll have another one.
No.
We
will not.
Oh, gosh. All right.
You know what? Throw some more ifs out there. This is fun. Let's go. Because I got one word for every single one of them. Yes. Another two-letter word.
Yo?
No. It rhymes with yo. I see you, my boy. Nope.
Let's go to this protest.
There will be no more. None. Absolutely not. I will be on birth control until menopause.
Right on. So it's walkout time. Carlton posts the most boring IG story, and he could literally like that shit was
hey guys, hey guys, I'm here on the lawn. It's 11 at the protest.
So we hope that seeing all these students out here rallying behind former Bel Air Academy teacher Miss Danetta Hughes inspires you to use your voice and rally for her reinstatement. Thank you so much for your support. Okay. Yeah, I feel really, really good about that.
That video was boring as fuck.
Like, follow, and subscribe.
I just want to give glory to God and thank you for coming out and supporting the cause.
I love these white people.
Black people matter. Oh, right. Is it, what's
all lives matter. All right, teachers matter.
Yes, black people are important. Either way, like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to
They're like, dude, that's it. He's like, yeah, that's what we.
Yeah, and he looked like we will.
I didn't think this would go over well. It didn't. Will's like, fuck it. I got this on my hands.
Like the OG, the flashback to when Carlton was a kid. And he's like, I'm black. Yeah, all of that happened in an IG post.
Oh my god. Ashley just in the middle of class watching IG, our teachers.
Yo, loud as hell too.
Right. All the way in a full volume. This nigga is trying to teach geometry.
Right, triangles. Ashley's like, isosceles IG. we go to real rights on this.
Don't be so obtuse, then.
Right. I like it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. That's a geometry drill.
It sure is. We're about to get intrigued in a minute. Go for it.
Oh, God.
Sokotoa?
Sokotoa, what that?
I don't know what that means.
Sine, opposite.
Curve.
Side.
Yeah, trigonometry, that was a big fed. No. I took that IS for all of
hypotenuse.
1 week.
Cut.
I said, do I need another math credit?
Over hypotenuse.
Toa.
T-O-N.
So y'all took trig on purpose?
Hey, guys. You're smart.
Right. Stop. One thing for me, Juwan. Did you take trees?
That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
Yeah, fuck that. I was like, I'm going to take Jim.
Yeah, Trey's smart.
Mm-hmm. That's why she's with him.
I drink and I know things.
That's what.
You going to be with a dumb nigga? Come on now.
And he's not gay.
You were close.
Shut up.
don't discount yourself. You just upgraded, that's all.
They say they take their sign, and she's like, Carlton, Do the speech. And he's like, no habla ingles.
Don't
stand on la biblioteca.
Tengo los gatos el pantalones.
Testing el baño.
Right.
Oh, no.
Boy,
my boy.
He starts shaking, and everybody's like, are you okay? He's like, do y'all have any crap?
No.
And I did feel bad for what's the community vagina?
What?
Oh,
wait, what?
Oh, because she fucking everybody. Community P.
Lord.
Who? Here.
He's talking about Lisa.
Nigga, she ain't fucking everybody.
No. Very fucking nobody.
Will, and that is it. She only fucked Will. Like, what?
And Carlton. Now,
no, they don't hear and shit.
See, look how you want to do.
Juwan's not being problematic. Somebody got to do it. She jumping to every dick in Bel Air.
Oh my God.
All right.
What?
I mean, you're just loud.
Not wrong,
nigga.
How? She was on Carlton's dick.
No,
when was it? She ran between his own.
No, that they didn't.
We
fuck.
Do know that they said.
She said she was a fucking virgin when she fucked Will.
Okay, hold on. Let's go. Let's rewind. Are we gonna say that we're supposed to take her at face value?
Yes.
Y'all do that?
Yes.
You don't believe people. Y'all believe one?
There's two liars: women and women who lie. Those are the people that lie.
I thought you were a feminist.
I am, but y'all lying.
That is like the, oh my God.
Women, black men don't lie or cheat.
Oh, now that is.
Men lie the most, women tell the biggest.
All the only thing you need to do is show me your my chart, ladies. If that's cool.
What the fuck is that?
What is a my chart?
It's like an app where you get to see if they're fan.
Gen Z shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Wait a minute, everybody making some shit up? What is it?
My chart is an actual thing that you can show that you're grade A tested. And I can trust you for your
what the fuck
word.
Can we just move on? We don't even.
We're ending all.
We're too old for this shit. We're way too old for this shit.
Well, see, y'all are married and y'all don't use rubbers.
There.
Yeah.
Man, this is for medicine.
You know what? Since you want to get all nasty and shit, did you bruise a rubber when you
I'm lying so curled. But y'all are really crazy about this.
Speaking of really crazy. Did
you? Yeah, you know what else was crazy? When you
huh? Oh. I didn't say that. Did you hear that, Juwan?
I heard everything.
Right.
Did she?
So Will puts the sign up and Ashley's touched.
Nigga, oh my God, you skipped past like 15 things. What are we doing here?
Carlton had a panic attack.
Yes, and Will comforted
him. Will took the sign. He went Kunta Kinte.
Will, you skipping? You still skipping over Will?
What else is there?
The thing we mentioned.
Someone else here
about Will picking up old Carlton and having a panic attack.
Yo, see, what happened to all the signs and the speeches and all that?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't do the fucking speech, Will.
Carlton, you have all these people out here waiting for something.
You better not fucking tell mom and dad, okay? Please, I'm letting everyone down. Okay?
Carlton, look. It's gonna be all right, okay? I got you. Just breathe.
Because Uncle Phil told him to keep an eye on him. Yeah. And Carlton said, please do not tell my parents I'm cracking out right now. And
no, did he?
And he comforted.
That's Moose Fitbit.
Bro,
he doesn't want to get his meds increased.
Yeah,
he
doesn't want to go back on it. Yeah.
I'm losing it right now because they just go up my meds and I'm going to be fucked up all over again.
Oh, right. I was writing my Kunta Kinte joke at that point.
His name is Toby. He just don't.
Oh, that's the thing. And that's what I was going to really talk about. And we kind of alluded to it like the entire episode or the entire show that we've been, you know, talking. They were doing Carlton really dirty this episode.
They were pushing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
He was getting pushed all sides.
He was pushed by like everybody, bro. Like after a while, I was just like, no, man. Like y'all are asking for too much. Like literally, okay, I understand that they wanted him to do the speech because of his like status within Bel Air Academy. I think he's like class president or something like that.
Yes, he's student body president.
Yeah.
Okay, student body president. It would be important for him to do that speech. Okay, great. Have a speech, but they're basically making him like spearhead this movement. And
he should. They don't know he's a crackhead.
Where the fuck is the president of the BSU? She's just sitting here like telling other niggas.
He's sucking it.
I didn't like that. So clearly not.
She is. That's why he did this. He was like, you gonna do what you did earlier? Yeah. He's like, all right, I'll do this shit.
Oh my god.
But they don't know he's a crackhead.
But they can't.
Go ahead,
Juwan. No, but in all serious, like to Jamil's point, is that they were ramping up, and of course they telegraphed it by having him lower his meds. By, of course, ramping up that he reminded us that he does have severe anxiety and showing us that, hey, he is being pulled on all sides because, like, with the BSU president, why are you limiting yourself because you want this black dude to speak on your behalf? This is your movement. This is your cause. You should not be going as hard as him to have this speech. Bitch, young lady, you wrote it.
That's a hell of a suit.
You wrote it, so why don't you?
What's the over under that he's gonna edit that out?
The way they basically flexed it was that they know that he is the resident house.
He did.
Yeah.
And just wanna talk white people better than anybody else in that black ass room.
The white people will.
So he's going to appeal to a white ass audience to get them to buy in to giving more. More credits to black people, he's going to be the person out of everybody in that room that's actually going to get them to listen because he knows how to speak that language. He knows how to, flip that code switch and do what he's got to do to appeal to a wider audience, a whiter audience.
Which is why I go back and say, go back to that compromise, because if they would have just stuck with that, then that could have been, wait a minute, if they would have stuck with that and actually did it in that way, then they could have used that as a jumping off point for Carlton to continue those conversations and continue to push and make sure that the faculty is keeping their word. But they wanted to do this whole big protest and make him the spirit and make him the figurehead. Which is not going to really do anything. It's going to be doing more for them and not really doing that much for Carlton.
I hear what you're saying, and that makes sense. What I think is taking place is that the protest and Carlton being the figurehead are more or less mutually exclusive.
Okay.
Because we're still in 2023 Bel Air Academy. So they've got all of the social media presence. They got all of the clout chasing and everything that comes along with being a teenager in this day and age. So you hold a protest where all the black students walk out, where they're threatening to suspend all the black students for voicing their opinion, and you put that on the internet and let that spread like wildfire, that's going to have a much bigger impact than them placating to what the white people want them to do that makes them feel better about black people lifting their voices and actually being heard.
Okay, well,
I'll take it out of that. Will was talking to Carlton about how important this was, and he kept bringing up Ashley and how, Ashley's teacher, this is important to your sister. Your sister's going to want to see you do this. And he was just like, yeah, I'm going to put the sign out where you can see it outside of your classroom and something like that. So he was getting it from all angles except his parents.
Yeah, except for the parents. Yes, that's true because they know what you're dealing with. But I do love how earlier Ashley was like, well, my little black ass ain't get suspended for y'all niggas.
Exactly. I'll be in third period.
I appreciate you going for the calls for me, but they said I can't protest. So he said that
permanent record shit really scared her.
Yeah. So, Melly, it actually makes sense why his parents were the most objective, because they're the closest to his medical situation.
Yes.
So
they know, and they know that's not
right. If anybody is going to be cognizant of the relative impact of putting that much pressure on him to perform one way or another, it's going to be them. So they got to respond to the, you know, the external pressures and everything else that comes with all of the responsibility that he puts on his shoulders. Mm. The rest of them, they just want to basically use him.
Absolutely.
To benefit their own.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has a good cause. Even if it is a good cause.
That.
Which is why I'm going to feel, which is why I'm going to hate when he relapses.
Because it's going to happen.
Crack's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they've telegraphed it too much.
No, they already showed it in the previews for the season.
Well, shit.
He's doing it with his white friends, and they say a nigga all around him. He's like, just give me some help.
He went going full Chris Rock.
Oh, so he and Will must have had a falling out or something.
They do. Hey, I think it's over, Lisa.
That's I like a theory.
We'll put a pin in it.
All right, who watches Snowfall? Juwan, you watch Snowfall?
I'm saving it.
I'm behind. So, like, I'm still in season 5.
Well, you should know. You know who Wanda is.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, Wanda is the one that's the whore on P Valley. They've got everybody tricked.
Yes.
Yes.
The lips.
Yeah. Okay. She is also Community P, like Lisa. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody did that because she's a crackhead.
Yeah.
Wait, like a literal crackhead? Not in the show.
In the show, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know her?
Mm-hmm. That's the actress's name.
Sure. Oh, right. Wanda.
We care. Wanda.
She's actually lovely.
Them soup coolers.
Yup. Oh
my God. Or DSLs.
DSL.
No, don't say DSL.
I'm a feminist.
Nah, it's good. He said it's Jay-Z.
That didn't make it right then either.
I was about to say, I don't know who that is.
Oh my God. I love those, right? But
Juwan, do we have any, because he's about to get into real rap, and I do not have time for that. Let's get into feedback.
Wait, did we even talk
about what Will did?
You didn't.
Yeah, I said he got his Kunta Kinte on and put out the sign and said Black Lives or Black Teachers Matter.
I do have a question, actually.
Okay.
So we get a shot of Carlton's face after he sees the banner, what Will did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out how to interpret that. Like, is he relieved or is he upset that he was upstaged?
I think it's more so that he just actually did what he did not want to happen. Not upstaging or not relieved. Hey,
I can't believe you actually did it.
You actually did it. Mm-hmm. This is gonna cause problems for
me. I didn't even think of that.
Oh fuck! The bottom just fell out.
Mm-hmm.
I did not even think about that angle. Okay,
it was everything that the teacher was telling me not to do just happened. So there goes my scholarship. There goes my credibility with the white people.
And my air conditioning. I'm out with you.
There you go.
Yasmin, but he's still in with Yasmin.
I can't even touch the fancy quarters in the war.
Right. And I was kind
of clean them
shits. Maybe not even with Yasmin, because like once like all the white teachers were just like, okay, guys.
And they're kind of fucking with Yasmin. Go ahead.
All the teachers were just like, okay, guys, process is over. It's time to head back to class. And Yasmin was looking at him like,
you broke ass nigga, you let me.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that he's, you know.
Yeah. Crackhead. From anxiety.
Yeah.
Because he suffers from anxiety.
He's an anxious crackhead.
God.
I did have I was thinking like they was going to show like a security guard or something like snatching Will up. I was waiting for that to happen.
More on that next week, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But, I thought somebody was going to tackle him or something.
You can leave us feedback by emailing us at etopod@gmail.com. I repeat, etopod@gmail.com or on our voicemail line at 205-304-1655, where I would either read or play aloud on air. But as always, listeners, new and recurring, we appreciate every single one of you for tuning in to us.
As a favor, we do ask you to please take a couple of minutes of your time and leave us a star rating and review on Apple Podcasts / iTunes. 5 stars if you really like us. We would greatly appreciate that. It just takes a minute or two, and you will be helping us out immensely by showing up for us in that way. Also, for our Spotify listeners, you can leave a star rating for us on our show page there as well. This will help new listeners find us and check us out and allow for the show to grow in popularity. So again, we appreciate that you do that for us, and we appreciate those that have already done so. You can find the show on Twitter at EditThatOut1, on Instagram at ETOPod, and now on TikTok, where the cool kids are, at EditThatOut. We are also on the Book of Faces. If you search for Edit That Out, you will find our show page, Edit That Out with Jamil, Devin, and Jawan, and the Facebook group for Edit That Out, where you can follow and join both for content updates. And lastly, but definitely not least, you can also support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/edititout for as little as $2 a month, where you will get all the bonus content such as casual movie reviews, ad-free episodes, and all the problematic but hilarious things that I do have to cut out of the main show feed. And Jamil may show feet. So if you can spare us a couple of bucks, we would greatly appreciate your support there as well. Thank you very, very much again for listening, and thank you for your support. Jamil,
I tell you what, you're able to find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jamil Mybell. You can find out how to spell that
right here on the Internet Out Podcast.
Exactly. If you look in the show notes, you'll be able to find out how it is spelled.
Excuse me, Trey. She spells her whole at every episode.
I know.
So
hear me say it.
I'm gonna need you to
What am I supposed to do?
Force her? Like, come on.
I'll swing. You ain't got the answers.
Force them, women.
That ain't Rouse, though.
What is happening? Am I the only one? Juwan doesn't
play football.
Right, like, jeez.
You're an asshole. No, it is Jamil Mybell. That is JamilMybe. I hate that as much as you do, Trey. If you're looking to... The people
It gets the people going.
I've gotten like feedback.
Bang me.
I hate you.
Oh, damn, where is head ass? Go ahead.
And Devin?
What? You can find me at Devin Lamar.
With 2 R's.
Talk about it.
Trey?
Yeah, I gotta spell mine out. You can find me in these tweets. @_TR3Y_
All right. That. And you can find me on Twitter at JTB. That is JAYTEEDEE. And on TikTok at Chef JTB. Once again, every single week, thank you very, very much for listening. We appreciate every single last one of you. And we will talk to you next week for season 2, episode 4 of The Cox Bel Air.
Farewell.
Bye.
Lee, we'll take down Belinda Brown, but not at the expense of North Jackson High.
Did you hear those people out there? They're cheering for our school. We could win this game.
I told you, Gamby, I don't give a fuck about athletics. Fuck sports.